Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for B.C.I. Yikara, Chanaliba, Bas Nechagito. She should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadeha. And for Adina Bas Sheva, Bas Nechagito. And for Gila Shoshana, Bas Nechagito. They should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadehem. And her fuhu shlema d'chayu chavit fege, Bas Michal Yehudis, Bas Ya. We are going to be learning Ritz Hashem from the Ikrot HaRa'aya, from the letters of Maran HaRav. I am just so incredibly pleased and delighted that these letters survived and that we're able to learn them. So much Chochmas Chaim, so much Amkus in these letters of the Rav. This is a letter that the Rav wrote from Yafo on the 12th of Kislev, Tavrei Samach Zayin. Shalom uvracha l'chvoid HaRav HaGodol HaYoshish Moreno HaRav Yishayahu Orenstein. Who is this Rav Yishayahu Orenstein? It's interesting. This letter is being written in the year Tof Resh Samach Zayin, and Rabbi Orenstein was Nifter in Tof Resh Samach Tes, 2 years before his Ptira. He was Minechbadei V'Goine Yerushalayim. He was a big Chabadnik. He was the Rosh Yeshiva V'Shivas Oyel Moshe Diskin. And he was the Meirosh, Meroshe Koilel Chabad Be'eretz HaKodesh. He was an Askan Siburi, Rav Pe'alim, he did a lot. He was one of the founders of the Moshav Petach Tikva and the Shchun of Me'e Sha'orim. He was born in Tov Kuf Tzadi Zayin. So he died in 1909. And he was born in the year Tzadi Zayin, others, he was 73 years old at his passing. Okay, so that's a little bit about who this letter is written to, and this Rav had been very critical of the Rav. Higiatani yikraso. I received your letter. Ube'emet ayeli safeki mashivo lo. I wasn't sure if I should answer you or not. Ki chashashti shema yesh lemalat kvo torato chas v'shalom. Ogmat nefesh mi michtavi. I was choshesh that maybe his honorable Torah, the honorable Torah scholar, would have ogmat nefesh, would have anguish for my letter. B'lama atzeil tamid chacham zaken shekamoto sheichia. Why should I cause tzar to an elderly talmud chacham? That's what Rav Kook writes. Mikol makom echrati lashiv b'ktzara. Nevertheless, I decided I'll give you a short answer. Rav has some very long letters, which I look forward to learning together with you. This is a short letter, a brief letter, a concise letter. Ulai yiten Hashem yizbaruch v'yikonsu dvarai ba'oznav. Maybe God will make it that my words will enter into your ears. Vaz lo yeh lo kol kach tzar me'etzem ha'uvda shel ha'chuvrot. And then you won't have such tzar from the booklets that I've written. And my schar will be that I saved your soul from having daiga, from having worry, from having tsar, from having anguish. My intention when I write my booklets and everything I write is to arouse the hearts of Talmidei Chachamim, young and old, to be oisek b'iyun b'pnimius haTorah, bein b'musar b'chol ha'drachim v'netzayim imanu b'kadosh elyon, bein b'mechkar. All the drachim we have in musar from the kadosh elyon, from those elevated holy souls, and also in mechkar, b'chol ha'svarim ha'kadosh v'shchlin ha'roseinu ha'goyin and b'alei ha'mechkar, those people who are involved in investigating, plumbing the depths of the Jewish corpus of literature. Bein b'kabbalah, in other words, I want people to be oisek b'pnimius haTorah in Musar, in Mechker, in Kabbalah, all from our Avos, all from our Rabbi Seinu, all from our teachers. Rishayim, Achroinim, Chasidus, the Gra, the Ramchal, Zohar HaKadosh, Sefer Tznius, Sefer Abayu, Sefer Yetzirah, Midrashi Chazal, Binu B'Bikiyus. I just want people to learn. That's why I'm writing these to all these chavrot. That people should be mamik b'pnimius haTorah. People should learn. People should go deeper and deeper. And v'tzarich hazeh atmada gdola. You need great asmada. Mamish ka'atmadata shas uposkim. You need asmada like when you learn shas and poskim. Umnam lo akol muchanim lazeh miteva nafsham. Not everybody is able to do this from the nature of their soul. Halken kol mi she'eino mesugal v'libo lev charif. V'adayv shalav la'arich ba'omek ha'pilpul gemara perush rashi v'tosfot uposkim. Listen. Not everybody is built in such a way that he can learn all these svarim, learn Sifrei Mechker, learn Sifrei Musar, learn Sifrei Kabbalah. For such people, Beseda, they can stick with Shas and Poiskim, and they're fine. That's not, I'm not talking about them. If they can't do it, they can't do it. Now, is this Rav apparently was angry? What's the Rav telling people to learn all these other things, all these other things for? What about Shas and Poiskim? Avada, if a person's not able to do other things, then do only Shas and Poiskim. But if he's able to learn other things, then what about all the other areas of Torah? There's not only Shas and Poskim. If somebody can be Osik in Kabbalah, let him be Osik in Kabbalah. Misha mukhshar la'asok biyun chokhmata v'kabbalah, arkenu tzarich lesadeh lo starim k'tzarim, v'omad godel arichut shel chidush shel pilpul. So you have to have short starim, as opposed to the long arichus of chidush, of pilpul. Of course, he should also be Osek in Pilpul. God is happy when we're Mefalpil. But the Iker Limud has to be that he should know his Creator.
Because of our
great sins, many of the young people are being seduced by the smooth language of Bnei Pritzei Amenu, of those Chilonim, what they used to call back then Chofshiim, the Frayidin, Bnei Pritzei Amenu, people who have broken through, done terrible things. And the Rav, it's interesting, the Rav's writing this letter. When was the Rav born? I was born in 1875. So when he's writing this letter, he's all of 34. And he's basically writing to a man who's more than double his age. And he's explaining, I just want people to learn Torah. And especially in our times, when people are going after, they're falling off the path. Tzarich la'arot gam ken lebchol bayi olam, ki gam b'tamidei chamim oskim b'kdusha, b'torat emet lo techsar lehem gam koach ha'melitza b'tzachut ha'lashon. Just because somebody's learning doesn't mean that he can't speak properly. It's one of my pet peeves. People don't know how to speak. They don't know how to speak. They don't know how to write. They don't know, they don't know. But when you're representing Torah, it should be done in the proper way, in a beautiful way. So they should learn. A person is going to speak publicly, he should learn how to speak. He should learn the language. Maybe I'm guilty also, maybe I don't know the language. That's what the Maharal wanted to teach him, Ramchal, how to write properly. And me, the small one, I also want to hold on to the edge of his garment. I want to go in his path according to my little ability. For the shleimus of Torah, you need chochmas olam also. How do you understand zraim if you don't know any botany? How are you going to understand treifus if you don't know any animal anatomy? How are you going to be able to learn to understand electricity shilas? You don't know electricity works. How do you understand medical shilas? You don't understand anything about medicine. You have to know also derech olam, chochmas olam. And also you have to know how to answer an apikaris. The world is filled with apikarsim. And that's very necessary in our time. And therefore I mentioned the Gra, the Maral. They also knew Chachmas Olam. And you also have to have Zahirus. You have to have good midas, especially anger, Gaivan Atzvus. These are the head of all midas rows. You hear that, sweet friends? Gaiva, arrogance, anger, kas, and atzvus. Those are the three things we have to stay away from. Okay? You heard that? Gaiva, not to be arrogant, not to be haughty, not to think, oh, I'm the greatest. Kas, not to get angry, control your anger. And atzvus, not to be sad. Simcha. These are the Rosh Emidus Haros. And then you're all sick in Pnimis HaTorah Kufi HaSagosa. After you have these akdamas, you're a pure person, you have good midas, then the chachmas won't bother you. It's worth reading again. After all these akdamas, the yedias hachachmas won't harm you. Do it in the right amount for the sake of heaven. Adarabba, learning in Yoni Pinius, learning Kabbalah, is going to add courage, strength, and Avodas Hashem with great simcha. That's the goal, Rabbi Say, simcha in your Avodas Hashem. And you're going to have Gdulas Hamoichim. Vimchas v'shalom, nimsim eiza anashim shem tovim b'dvarai. If there are people who don't understand what I'm saying, they make a mistake. And they try to interpret what I'm saying, not like I meant. You can't hold back the good from those who are fitting for it. The ways of God are straight. But some people use the ways of God and they go off the derech. That's not God's fault. That's their own fault, that they're misunderstanding. People misunderstand me. Yisharim darkei Hashem, tzadikim yalchu bam, uposhim yikashlu bam. Vaidei atmadat alimud bikviyut binoam pnimiyut Torah kdosha. Ya'ir al nefesh ha'usek ba lishma or simcha ve'aval yona. V'ta'anugim ruchanim en olam haba. By being masmid in learning, bikviyus, pnimis ha'Torah, and the soul will shine the light of joy and divine love with spiritual pleasures that are similar akin to life in the world to come. You're not going to have to use the evil yira of the bad strap, like it says in Zohar HaKadosh. No, they're not going to have to. Today you have to get people, some of the darshanim, They threaten people with Gehenna. That's how they get people to behave. No! Better not threaten with Gehenna. Better threaten them with, you're going to have such tainug when you learn Torah. When you learn Pnimis HaTorah, you'll be so close to Hashem. You're going to be enraptured. You're going to be in love. But rather, ki mishiu mu'at me'od. You can't completely negate Yiras Onesh, but only a little bit of fear of punishment. U'vazeh yimtza b'nafsho oz ve'ometz. And then you'll have strength. You'll have courage. V'lo yifached mishum pega ra. And you won't be afraid of anything. Not in this world, not in the next world. Kam keshe b'choy shev Hashem orli. Even I'm sitting in the darkness, God is my light. V'zeo b'kiruv tochen kavanati b'dvarai. Shir aleyam kvot torato. And that's what I intended. And you commented on it. You weren't so pleased, but that's all I want. Is there anything bad about that? That I want people to be close to Hashem? That was this Rabbi Ornstein. He had time as well. Telling people to learn Pnimis HaTorah. What about Gvar HaShtetzis? Of course you have to learn Gemara Ashitaisus. You also learn Pnimis HaTorah if you're royal as it. Shouldn't think it's Rav L'Chabad Rav. Thank you. But it's very into Pnimis HaTorah. V'aydei zeh u'matov u'manaim hu ladun l'kol zeh ishet reyehu. L'kav zchut ishet reyehu. V'aydei zeh yitkales ila'a v'yitkadel kvot shamayim. And how incredible it is if we just judge each other favorably. And then God will be praised, and Kavod Shemayim will increase. Kavod Eretz HaKodesh, Kavod Tamei HaChachamim. V'anik sheni la'atzmi, en ni bazeh rechok meliyot nene'ar be'kishim adai. This is the line, zeh kanauti. I was rereading this letter. I was sitting on Shabbos. I was in Shari Chesed, Rechavia for Shabbos, and I was sitting in Beit Knesset HaNasi, Rabbi Weinschlit, the shul. I was sitting over there in the Beis Medrash, in the downstairs. And I opened up the Ikrot HaRa'aya. And I was rereading this letter, and I was like, wow, this, Zeh, Mishpat HaZeh, Mamash Kanauti. המשפט הזה קנה אותי. אתם רוצים לשמוע את המשפט הזה? רוצה לשמוע? יופ, הנה. ואנוכי ואנוכי כשאני לעצמי, and me myself, הנני ברוך השם, רחוק מלהיות נהנה הרבה כשמשבחים אותי. I am far away from enjoying it very much when people praise me. When people praise me, I don't take it to heart too much. I don't enjoy it very much. ולא להיות מצטער ומקפיד הרבה כשמבזים אותי. He said הרבה, a little bit probably. I don't get too much pleasure when they praise me, and I don't have too much sar when they're mevazim me. And people were mevazir of Kook al yamin ve'al smol. And עד היום. שבח לשמו יתברך. שהעסק התמידי בלימוד מוסר ופניות תורה הקדושה פעל עליי זאת התכונה. You know why I'm like that? Not because it's natural. Not because it's natural. Because naturally we enjoy compliments and naturally we're very hurt when we're insulted. But he said, but I learned Musar and I learned Pnimius HaTorah. And therefore, I have this quality now that I don't really care much what people are saying to me or about me. Al kein ani eini motzei shum tzorch letzenzel lefnei kvot Torato mitzidi. Rak b'shvil, the only reason I'm apologizing is not that I should find favor in your eyes and oh, I need you to like me. Rak b'shvil l'shakech et levav kvodo shelo yitzta'er. I don't want you to have tzar. And this is the line that's worth the whole Sefer Grot HaRaya, all four volumes for this line, Rabbi Say. Ze kanauti b'kinyan oilam. Ki kol yesh'i v'cheftzi hu l'sameach et abriyot. My whole desire is to make people happy. That's what Rav Kook says, that's my desire in this world. Kol yeshi b'cheftzi is to make people happy. Is that special? That's why he's living in this world, to make people happy. Moiridik, moiridik. Ulekayem kefi yecholti, and to be mekayem as much as I can, yireyecha yiruni v'yismachu. Those people who fear me, who fear you will see me and be happy. I want to make people happy. If Cook spoke English, maybe he would have said it a little bit like that, probably in a better accent. Al kein amarti yuna dvarai eila lemenuchat levav lekvot torato. V'ashem itbarach yivarcheu b'seiva tova. Oto v'et kol asher lo. V'nizkeh lirot b'simchat tzion. U'vinyan Yerushalayim. בגילוי כבוד מלכותו יתברך עלינו לשם ולתילה בכל עמי הארץ ותמלא כל הארץ דעת השם כנפשו היפה ונפש הצעיר הסקופה הנדרסת המצפה לאורה וישועה. He gives a bracha here. We should see Mashiach, the gilui kvod Hashem. The earth should be filled with knowledge of God. And then he signs Hakotan and his name. And then he has a PS over here that you, if a taina on a certain person wrote an article on the Chavetzelis, I don't even know who he is. Well, what can I do? And then he writes weiter that you thought negatively about this person, but I was mevar and I found out it's not true. It should be done on the Kavzchus. Ve'emes v'ashalom ha'evu. No. So we did Igeres Mem Gimel in Igrot HaRaya Chelak Aleph and Amitz Hashem. Hopefully it'll be Zeche that we should be doing a lot more of these letters because these letters are just not normal. Me'ein olam haba l'lmod tabechtavim ha'ilu. Kol kach harbe yesh ma l'lmod mimenu. No, Baruch Hashem. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest friends. Till next time, Shalom, Shalom.